For a toilet paper commercial that we try to sing whenever she's around. It drives her nuts. Maddie's pretty shy, really. Her parents sent her to drama school to build up her confidence. She's definitely braver than she used to be. As actors, we all get categorised by our looks. I'm known as the young girl next door with my strawberry blonde bob, blue eyes and peaches and cream complexion. Maddie Wilkinson gets cast as the plain Jane because she has straight brown hair, big brown eyes and pale skin. Tani Caruso is always cast as the wacky joker because of her long red hair, freckles, blue eyes and little frame. Tani is the shortest in our class. Dean Runga is the beautiful exotic one. She has dark, dark brown skin that almost glows, it's so perfect. Big black eyes and the cutest little nose you've ever seen. Dean is so beautiful that people often stare at her. "Yeah?" the beautiful one piped up. "I don't get it either. I thought your character was only 12 years old. Why did she need big breasts? That's so stupid." "Because, Dino, she is supposed to be an extremely early developer and gets teased by all her friends."
"Oh," we all replied in unison.
Tani's mum is an artist and really funky. She is the coolest mum and pretty much lets Tani do whatever she wants. She had no problem with Tani being on Dolphin Call. My parents would have freaked out. I've asked Tani at least 100 times if we can swap parents for a while. She always looks at me like I'm crazy. I guess I have it pretty good. My mum is a writer for a newspaper and Dad is an architect. Dad's really clever and designed our house all by himself. We call it the tree house because he built it around this huge oak tree. People can't believe it when they walk past this giant oak sprouting out of our lounge room floor. My friends love our tree house. That's why we always have our Sunday night slumber parties at my place. The house is like an old English cottage with stained glass windows and low ceilings. Dean particularly likes the spiral staircase that leads up to the top floor where Jake and I have our bedrooms and our own tiny study. I even have a small window that opens up onto the roof. We often sit up there and watch the stars. My house is pretty cool. "Were you embarrassed when they gave you breasts? And please tell me you had a female wardrobe assistant," Dean said, terrified. "Yes, it was a female wardrobe assistant, and no, I wasn't embarrassed. The agency had to tell us about it before we went to audition, so it was no big surprise or anything," Tani explained. "But you know what, guys? These bra things really pinch. I'd rather be flat-chested any day than wear this stupid thing." All of my friends are flat-chested. Quite a few girls at school wear bras, but none of my friends do. Tani was telling us very useful information. "What do you do with the straps, Tani Caruso?" Maddie likes calling everyone by their full name. "You move them up and down to make sure the bra fits you properly."
"Ah,"
we all replied. "Tanster, you're on!" Madly, we all rushed over to the old portable TV set I'd lugged up from the garage. Getting up as close as we could, we huddled together under Rufus and slowly turned up the volume. Mum and Dad don't like me watching TV, but we had to watch Tani on Dolphin Call. We were hoping Rufus would contain most of the TV's sound and his thick brown fur.
"Do you think it's too loud?" Tani asked, looking nervous.
"Nah, there's no way they can hear that," Dean replied confidently. The show's opening song began and we all sang it together in whispers. Tani was looking sick.
"Tani, are you okay?" I asked.
"Hmm," she mumbled. Tani was definitely nervous. I would have been too. I hate watching myself on TV. But sometimes I hate watching my friends even more. I get this strange, nauseous feeling in my stomach. I've done tons of commercials, but no TV shows. Especially not Dolphin Call. Dolphin Call was really hard to get onto. Tani deserved a big pat on the back, but something kept holding me back from congratulating her. I could have done that part really well too. Why didn't I get to audition?
"There you are!" Dean screamed.
"Shh," we all said, hoping Mum and Dad had not heard. There was Tani, her long red hair flowing in the wind as she walked along the beach with the lead character, Josh. Dean started giggling, then me, then Maddie, and finally even Tani was giggling. We couldn't help but stare at her fake breasts. One of them was a little lopsided, but there was no way I was going to tell Tani that.
"So what was the cast like?" Maddie asked as she stared at the cute-looking guy on the screen.
"You mean Josh, don't you, Mads? You think he's cute too, huh?"
Dean teased. Maddie went bright red. His name isn't Josh Dino, it's Nick. Yeah, whatever. What's he like? Well, he was pretty nice. A little stuck up, though, you know. We all nodded. We had decided that most people on TV were stuck up, especially kid actors. Ah! Dean screamed at the TV. Dino, shut up! Mum and Dad will come up, I whispered. Sorry, Lou, it's just those stupid girls again. A commercial for chocolate ice cream had just come on, and it starred these twins, Evie and Cameron Billingham, who we all hate. They get every job they ever go for. Evie and Cameron are with a different agency to Shelley's called Actors Alive. Actors Alive is just an agency, though. It doesn't have a theatre school like the Shooting Stars does. We've never spoken to them or anything, but we just know they're vomitous. If you walked into an audition and the Terrible Two were there, you could forget about it. There was no way you had even a slight chance of getting the role. They always got everything they went for. I was so relieved that they weren't at that car commercial, Pooey Louie, Maddie said. Maddie and I had just gone for a commercial that advertised a new brand of four-wheel drive. Maddie has never done a commercial, so she's crossing her fingers, her toes, and anything else you can cross. She really wants it. The very first thing we did when we entered the casting office was look around for Evie and Cameron. They weren't there, so we think we're still in with a chance. Evie and Cameron are natural talents, like Mickey Makel, one of the best actors in our agency. That basically means they don't need any lessons on how to act. They're just naturally good. Even though Mickey is known as the natural talent at Shelley's, he still takes a few classes here and there. Mickey has a weak voice, so he has to exercise it all the time. My voice isn't that strong either, so Shelley paired us up to practice reading out loud together. We've been meeting up after school once or twice a week. It's amazing what a difference it's made. Tani's character, Deborah, was back on the screen, so we all stopped talking and watched. Tani was great. She was even better than some of the lead actors. The story was really sad. She played a girl who didn't have any friends because she was always flirting with boys. I don't know how she did it. I would have been so nervous having to flirt with boys. They are hard enough to talk to, let alone flirt with. I don't think I even know how to flirt. The show came to an end and we all clapped and cheered. Tani was great. She blushed bright red but looked really happy when we told her how good she was. How much did you get paid? Maddie asked. Mads, you can't ask that, I said. Why not? She asked, a little hurt. Because it's rude. You should never ask someone how much money they earn. That's their private business. Private schmivet. I want to know too, Dean exclaimed. It doesn't matter how much I earned, Tani said. What do you mean? Maddie asked. Well, it all goes into a trust fund that I can't touch until I'm 18 years old. It was Dad's idea. Imagine all the new clothes you could have bought, said Dean. Imagine all the cute goldfish you could have gotten, added Maddie. Imagine all the books and magazines you could have bought, I said. The three of us sat there for a moment, daydreaming about all the things we'd really like to have. Hey, girls, here's some, said Mum as she barged into the study. Quick-thinking Tani threw Rufus over the portable TV we had been watching. Guiltily, we all stood there waiting to be told off. So, are you guys having fun? She asked, not noticing anything. Yeah. We're just playing a game of space jump. Okay, well, here's a little late-night snack I made for you. Mum handed me a huge jug of steaming hot chocolate and a plate of toffee-scented biscuits. Have those, brush your teeth, and then I think it all better hit the sack. It is almost 10:30, girls. Yep, not a problem, Mrs. Eerie. I'll see that all these delinquents are sound asleep, uttering not a single peep. Tani rhymed to my mother. All our parents love Tani. She always says and does the right things in front of them, which is so funny because she's usually the one causing all the trouble. As Mum left, Dean let out another war cry. Ah! Dean, what's wrong? Look! She exclaimed, pointing at the biscuit packet. Is it a spider? Squealed arachnophobic Maddie as she hid under her sleeping bag. Dean showed us the packet. It was way worse than a spider. It was Evie and Cameron Billingham. The Terrible Twins' photo was on our favourite biscuits. Since when did they advertise toffee bombs? Dean asked incredulously. Since now, obviously, Tani replied. Oh, who cares? A toffee bomb is a toffee bomb, and I don't...